God bless you. This is Pastor Lawrence Gaspar Stanton. We invite you to come on down here to Exodus where we are. We don't have but so many minutes on the air. Amen. But listen, if you get here to the church, we got plenty of time to jump and shout and enjoy Jesus. Hallelujah. What was that song we sang? Enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Feeling mighty happy. Feeling mighty fine. Enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Feeling mighty happy. Feeling mighty. Enjoying Jesus, hallelujah. Well, I'm feeling mighty happy, feeling mighty fine. Enjoying Jesus, hallelujah. All right. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Friends, we invite you to come on down here where we are. Let's enjoy Jesus together. We invite you to write us. I look forward to hearing from you. We're here today, as we so often say, we are a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. We don't have no tricks. We don't have no gimmicks. We ain't trying to sell you nothing. We ain't trying to persuade you to buy nothing. All we're trying to do is tell you about Jesus. And all we ask you to do is help us keep this broadcast on the radio station that you're listening to. Now, when you write, make your check or money order out to Exodus Healing Temple. That's Exodus Healing Temple. And send it off to Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's Exodus Healing Temple. And send it off to Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you have Cash App on your cell phone or your iPad or your tablet, you can send us your offering that way from your iPad or tablet or cell phone. Through the Cash App. Our tag is $PayExodus. That's our tag. We can send us through Cash App. $PayExodus. As soon as you hit the button, we'll have your offering on this end. We want to remind you that you can hear our radio broadcast at any time during the week by going to our Facebook page. That's the Exodus Healing Temple on Facebook. And you just click on my picture there and you'll be able to hear the broadcast at any time at your leisure that's on for that week. And also, we're on SoundCloud. SoundCloud, you can hear our broadcast on there as well. Now, for those of you that are listening to us in distant cities, we want to invite you to go, amen, to the churches that we tell you about because they're having the same type of services, just like what you're hearing here in New York City at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. For those of you that are down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, going to the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. If you're on the west side of Chicago, go on to the Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard. That's right at the corner of Madison Street, and that's where Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor there. If you're in West Haven, Connecticut, go on over to the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue, West Haven, Connecticut. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. You are in Gary, Indiana, go on by the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. That's Gary, Indiana. Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor. If you're in Roselle, New Jersey, the Community Church of Faith, 1212 Morris Street, near St. George Avenue, Bishop McDaniel Wesley is the pastor there. And for those of you who are in Syracuse, New York, the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue. Go by these places, my friends, and you'll find the same type of noise what you hear on the broadcast. You'll find they're making that same type of noise at these various places. And God is working miracles, and God is healing, and God is delivering, just like He is here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple.
Yes.
Right now, I want you to get your Bibles. Amen. Let's go to the Word of God, the 12th chapter of Luke. Amen. We want to look three verses out of that chapter. We want to look at St. Luke, the 12th chapter, the 22nd and the 23rd verse, and the 28th verse. That's Luke, the 12th chapter, verses 22, 23, and 28. We find these words recorded for our reading. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. 28 verse, if then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? What we want to encourage you today, my friends, is get rid of your worry and get rid of your anxiety. Some of y'all are so worried up and so upset. You're worried about a bill. You're worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't even know if you're going to be here tomorrow. Some people, oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. Who told you it was going to be here tomorrow? Many people lay down at night and don't get up the next morning. And I'm not saying that to just try to scare you or to try to put fret in your heart. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is stop worrying about tomorrow. Let tomorrow take care of itself. You worrying about it is not going to get your problem solved anyway. You up there pulling all your hair out. Your hair done turned gray. What's left up there on top of your head? Because you worrying and having a fit. You done gone and got a wig. And you're so worried up, even the wig done turned gray. Amen. You know, the black wig done turned gray because you worried all up. Oh, what am I doing? How am I going to pay this bill? My God from Zion. Stop worrying about stuff. Here we find in the scripture today, Jesus spoke to the disciples. And notice who he spoke to, his disciples. Or disciples are the ones that's what? Following Jesus. You and I today are disciples of Christ because we're following him. So the same word that he spoke to his 12 disciples back in the Bible days, he's speaking to us today and say, don't take no thought. In other words, don't worry, don't fret yourself. Don't even let it cross your mind of what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear on your body. Don't be upset about, well, I ain't got no money to buy no coat for the winter. God will provide for you. God will let somebody come along and bring your coat. They'll go to Burlington Coat Factory and buy a brand new one and bring it to you. That's the kind of God we serve. God will provide for you, my friends, if you will allow him to. But if you fret and if you get all upset, listen, when you got anxiety going on in your life, you can't think straight. Some things that you would think of and do, but because you're all ain't upset and worried about what's going to happen, you can't think straight. That's why Jesus don't want you to be like that. He don't want you to have anxiety in your life. He don't want you to be all worried and, oh, how I'm going to pay this bill, and oh, how I'm going to meet this need, and oh, how I'm going to put food on the table. Listen, leave that up to God. The Bible lets us know that God feeds the raven, right? In the same chapter that we're reading, God feeds the raven. They don't have to go out to work. And that's not to say you shouldn't work, because the Bible says if a man don't work, he shouldn't eat. But what the principle of what God is trying to get to you is that he will provide for you. He will provide for you a way to get a job to put food on your table. Some people are depending on the government and depending on this one and that one. Listen, stop depending on man. Put your confidence in God. The Bible says flesh will fail you. But one thing about Jesus, he never fails. He's an on-time God. He's always there. He's always there to deliver you. He's always bring you out. He's always the raven. There's always the barns and machines to store your food. But God feeds them. You don't have to worry about what you're going to wear, because the Bible says in the same chapter, if God clothes the lilies of the field and make them more beautiful than what Solomon could ever imagine in all his glory. If God beautifies the flowers, how much more will he beautify you and put clothes on your back? And you are his masterpiece of creation. You are the top of the line when it comes down to God in this creation. And if God will do things for the sub things of the creation, you being the masterpiece, he's going to do that much more. So I said, don't worry about what you're going to put on. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. The life that you're in is more than meat. It's more than clothing for your body. What you need to do is be more concerned about, Lord, how can I please you? Lord, how can I obey your word and walk right and do what you say do? You should be more concerned about, Lord, how can I get saved? Lord, what can I do to be saved? That's what you should do, just like those men on the day of Pentecost. When they heard the Holy Ghost had them fell, and they knew they didn't have that, what those people had in the upper room, they started saying, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter told him, said, listen, this is what you got to do. Repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's what God wants to do for you, my friends. He wants to bless you. He wants to bless you above measure. And the Word of God says He wished that you would prosper and be in health. Amen. Even as your soul prospers. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be well. He wants you to have money. He wants things to work out for you. But the most top priority is that you get saved. When you get saved and get Christ in your life, everything else will fall in place. Hallelujah. But if you're out trying to kill yourself, working yourself to death, can't get to church because you're working all the time, can't get to prayer meeting because they got you doing overtime, can't never get to the Bible class because you're busy going to another site to work at, or you're too tired to come out because you don't work so hard, doing doubles and triples, then you wonder, why I'm not prospering? Why I'm not blessed? Why is not the scripture coming to light like what I'm seeing here in the 12th chapter of Luke? That's because you got to learn to put God first. You got to turn to Him and say, Lord, I'm giving myself to You. And You, oh God, will supply all my needs according to Your riches in glory. Jesus told His disciples, said, don't be worried about what you're going to eat. Don't be worried about what you're going to put on. Some folks, they more concerned about shopping downtown, going to get Gucci bags and Louis Vuitton and red bottom shoes. Hello, sisters. Yes, I'm talking about you today. Praise God. Worrying about getting all them expensive stuff. But you ain't concerned about your soul. God says He will bless you if you first seek ye the kingdom of God and His righteousness. He said all that other stuff, you can have the red bottom shoes and everything else, that will be added unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
His word said don't even worry about what you're going to eat and don't worry about what you're going to wear. God, being the God that He is, He will take care of you. What did the song say? Be not dismayed, whatever be time, God will take care of you. God is not going to let you, amen, not have provisions when you're supposed to be believing Him, because that looks bad on Him. He's going to take care of you. He's going to do what has to be done. He's going to supply your every need. We said on a previous podcast, don't let His name go down. Lift Him up high, extol Him, bless His name. And then God says, I'm going to keep you from falling because I don't want my name to go down. Amen? God will provide for you, my friend. You don't have to try to make it happen. God will make it happen. Some people are trying to do everything they can to make things happen in their life. Wrong move. That's the wrong thing to do. Let it alone and let God do it. If God does it, it'll last. If you do it, it's going to be temporary. Amen? It's going to fall apart. It might hold up for a while, but it's going to fall apart just as sure as your name is what it is. But if you let God do it, it will last.
Yes.
That's why God said in the word, He says, my word shall stand forever. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word is going to stand forever.
Yes.
If you get in this word, that word is going to hold you up. That word is going to cause you to have provisions in your life.
Yes.
Your bills will be paid.
Yes.
You'll have food to eat. You'll have clothing on your back.
Yes.
God's going to do that for you. So He says, don't fret. Don't have an anxiety attack. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Oh, Lord, I don't know what to do next. The script even said, in between the verses that we were reading, what you're worrying, that ain't going to fix it. He said, how many you can add one cubit to your stature? You the person, and can you add 2 feet to what you already are? If you're 5'7", can you make yourself 7'7"? No. That's what that one cubic means. That's about 25 inches. You can't add nothing to your height. So then why are you trying to get all upset over stuff you can't do nothing about?
Right.
Leave it in God's hands. Amen. Go home at night and go to sleep. Stop sitting up all night wringing your hands and trying to figure out how you're going to do it. And y'all remember I told y'all once before, when the bill collector calls you, he's calling you during his working hours. When he finished calling you after his working hours, he goes home and do what? Go to sleep. That's what you ought to do also. Go to sleep, get some rest, and put your mind on Jesus, and God will show you how to come out of your dilemma. God will show you how to straighten things out. God will show you how to fix it. He'll give you the wherewithal. I was listening to Brother Nixon on the radio broadcast from last week, and how he was testifying and saying how his two children, you know, they want him to be here in New York with them for Thanksgiving. And he said he didn't know how to go about it because he couldn't divide himself up between the two to go this house or that house. So what he did, the Lord told him, said, just wait.
Amen.
And while he was waiting, his cousin called him from Camden, New Jersey, and said, come on down here to Camden for Thanksgiving. See, now that kept the peace because now he's not in town. He's out of town at Thanksgiving time. And so the two children that wanted him to come to their house here in Brooklyn, they can't say nothing because he wasn't here. Amen?
Amen?
God knows how to fix stuff up, my friend. God knows how to turn things around for you. All things work together for the what? The good.
Yes.
God will do it for your good.
Yes, he will.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So don't worry about things. Don't fret about things. Don't get yourself all bent out of shape. Some people are going crazy because they're worrying about their bills, worrying about what they're going to do, worrying about what tomorrow's got to be taken care of. Listen, live today. And when tomorrow get here, it won't no longer be tomorrow. It'll be today.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen? Don't worry about what you got to do tomorrow. Live for today.
Yes,
you got enough trouble today.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than try to pile on top of today's stuff, tomorrow what's coming, which you ain't promised to be here for no way. Amen?
Amen.
We don't know when we're going to be here. We don't know if we're going to be here this time tomorrow. We don't know if we're going to be here in 5 hours from now. Many people have planned to do things in the afternoon. They planned it that morning. In the afternoon, they was hurled off into eternity. They were gone. Well, Brother Lawrence, prove it to me. Y'all ever heard of that date called 9/11? About 3,000 people went to work that morning down into the World Trade Center. And I'm quite sure many of them had plans for that evening. When I get off from work, I'm going to go shopping. When I get off from work, I'm going to meet my wife or meet my husband. When I get off from work, I got to go pick my kids up. When I get off from work, I'm just going home and lay down and rest because I'm tired. But those plans were changed at 9 o'clock in the morning. Amen?
Yes.
So don't be worrying about what you got to do later or tomorrow. Worry about what you got to do now. Live for the moment. Do what you need to do now and let God take care of the rest.
Amen.
And everything will be all right. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a hand praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there one today that wants to be saved? If you want to get out of anxiety, if you want to get out of worryation, give your life to Jesus Christ. Let him come in. Learn to trust God. Learn to depend on him. Scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. And he shall direct that path. Are you here today and not saved? Jesus Christ wants to save you. He wants to come into your life and cause you to live a fret-free life. A life where you're depending on him. How can I do it, Brother Lawrence? Repent of your sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And he will come in and change your life. If you're here today, get up out of your seat now and come on and say, I want to be saved. Come on and say, I want Jesus to get rid of my anxiety and my fretfulness and my worriations. I want God in my life. Will you come today and say, yes, Lord, here I am. I'm coming to you, Lord, for salvation. In my heart. Coming on the world today, and folks are going nuts. That's the best way to describe them. Demons are making folks go nutty. Amen. Looking on the news day before yesterday, this shooting up in Pensacola in the Army base, Naval base, shooting up in the school. Folks are just shooting. They're going crazy because they don't have Christ in their life. And they don't know what to do. Troubles of the world and situations that are facing them. They're going crazy. That's why it pays to have Jesus in your life. There's no need to think, well, I'm all right. Listen, the same way the devil jumped on them, he can jump on you and make you do something crazy if you don't have Christ in your life. Oh, I got too much intelligence. I got better sense of that. They said the same thing. No doubt they said the same thing, and look what they did. When demons get a hold of you, they'll make you do stuff you don't want to do. That's why you find folks that are drinking and get drunk and throw up and everything, and they be saying, Lord, if you just get me out of this time, I ain't going to take another drink. And next weekend come, they back to drinking again. Because that same drinking demon is on them. That's why you need to come to Jesus Christ. Come to Jesus Christ and let him come in your life so he can give you power over the devils and demons that are operating in the world today. If I were you, I'd make a change. Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change? Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change? Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change? Make a change. Why don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change? Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change? Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change?
be all right. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Today, we're going to begin with a scripture from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. And I'm going to talk to you about overcoming hindering spirits. Everybody say, overcoming hindering spirits. Yeah, we're going to use that name today. Hallelujah. First song talked about how great God is, right? Right? And then remember that part of that song talked about we could decree a thing?
Yeah.
They say, I decree something?
Yeah.
Amen. They're decreeing goodness and things like that. Then we talked about God's goodness, didn't we?
Yeah.
We sang about his goodness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we talked about praising him. Glory to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17 and 18 says, but we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Paul is talking to them saying, I had a great desire to come see you guys. Amen. He said, wherefore, we would have come to you. Even I, Paul, tried again and again, but Satan hindered us. Who hindered him?
Satan.
He had a desire in his heart given to him by the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, I desired to come and see you, and I tried again and again on several occasions to come see y'all, but Satan hindered us. Now, other translations say, Satan impeded us. Satan stopped us. Satan prevented us. Amen. Now, that word hindered means to be cut into. You know, it's kind of like somebody cutting you off in traffic. You're on a path and they cut in. Okay? Cut into, to impede, to hinder. To block. Amen. It is derived from a verb that literally pictures cutting into someone's path. Amen. So, according to the Strong's lexicon, it says any force, human, satanic, or circumstantial that blocks, interrupts, or slows forward movement ordained by God. Amen. In Scripture, it consistently portrays a hindrance to obedience, to fellowship with God, to prayer, or to ministry travel. And then it even goes beyond that. Even especially, it seems like Satan has a particular interest in stopping building programs that advance the kingdom of God. You have a particular interest in that. And you can see that, you know, when they were building the temple, when they were rebuilding the walls around Jerusalem, there were hindering spirits assigned to stop the work. Amen. And then we've always heard that churches do real good till they get in the building program. Then all kinds of stuff start happening.